From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The social media networking site Twitter told the House and Senate Intelligence Committees Thursday that it had shut down more than 200 accounts after determining they were linked to Russia and sought to interfere in U.S. politics. The closed-door sessions followed similar briefings earlier this month with Facebook, which has also agreed to provide lawmakers with 3,000 Russia-linked ads involving divisive social and political issues that were placed on its platform. The committees are examining the spread of false news stories and whether anyone in the United States aided in targeting content to certain users. Twitter also said the Russian news site RT spent more than $274,000 in ads on its platform in 2016. The Department of Defense has appointed Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan to lead all military hurricane response efforts in Puerto Rico. Buchanan is a three-star general. He's expected to arrive in Puerto Rico at any moment. On Thursday, Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert defended the eight-day period between the declaration of an emergency in Puerto Rico and the naming of a leader for recovery efforts. The Trump administration has been criticized for not responding more quickly to the crisis in the U.S. territory, which was heavily damaged severely by Hurricane Maria on September 17th. Bossert told reporters that in Puerto Rico there are 69 hospitals. He noted that 44 of them are now operational. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Thursday agreed to push for the creation of a de-escalation zone in Syria's key northern province of Idlib to help end the civil war. Erdogan said after talks in Ankara, the pair agreed to pursue more intensely the implementation of a de-escalation zone in the district, which is currently under jihadist control. The report finds significant improvement is being made in Somalia's human rights situation, but challenges remain. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports.
The report says both natural and man-made factors are to blame for ongoing human rights abuses in Somalia. A major concern is the violation of the right to life. The report says military personnel and civilians are being killed by al-Shabaab militants through improvised explosives, ambushes, assassinations, and other random attacks. Baham Tom Nyanduga is the independent expert on the human rights situation in Somalia. The independent expert urges the government of Somalia to strengthen its laws and judicial system to better promote and protect human rights. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Somali security officials say a car bomb blast in the capital has killed at least 7 people and wounded at least 6 others. A spokesman for the Mogadishu administration told VOA that a car exploded Thursday near a busy bus stop. Multiple witnesses told VOA that the victims were civilians at the bus stop and nearby. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Somalia-based extremist group Al-Shabaab often carries out deadly bombings in Mogadishu. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Thursday for swift action to halt the deteriorating situation in Myanmar's northern Rakhine State, where 500,000 mostly Rohingya Muslims have fled to neighboring Bangladesh in the past month. He told an open meeting of the UN Security Council on Thursday the situation has spiraled into the world's fastest developing refugee emergency, a humanitarian and human rights nightmare. And the U.S. government has fined a tree trimming company a record $95 million for knowingly hiring illegal immigrants. American prosecutors say the fine against the Philadelphia-based Asplunda tree experts is the largest criminal penalty ever imposed in an immigration case. The company says it takes responsibility for the charges and apologizes. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.